The Humane Association has been leasing 3 acres of city land at the site of the former Tent City campgrounds near Sandy Beach. The organization has been working to build a new animal shelter and dog park there, but wants a lease longer than the original 5-year agreement from 2010. Councillor Don Koenig thought the term of the proposed lease was too long.
You're looking at 55 years, and that's so far out when you're tying up city property that who knows what 55 years from now is going to be needed or going on in the, within the community.
The association asked for the longer lease to help with fundraising efforts for a permanent shelter that the volunteers want to build on the site. John Hogue, a local attorney volunteering with the association, thought the longer-term lease would help.
Considering where that property is and how little it seems to be on anybody's agenda for the future, that perhaps the longer term, as originally done, would, I think, have some, although you could certainly sell a 30-year one, it would, but the 55, especially if it's standard for the city, would be a benefit to the association for finishing their fundraising project.
The association says it's raised $16,500 so far on the project and has spent $5,000 on improvements at Tent City. They hope to seek grant funding for a shelter building in the future. Koenig's proposed an amendment for a 30-year agreement. That failed, with the rest of the council voting against the change. Councillors then unanimously approved the 55-year lease instead. Meanwhile, the council approved a shorter-term lease for city land that could one day be the site of a community child learning center. The 4 lots at the corner of Dolphin and Fifth Streets had been leased to an organization specifically formed to fundraise and build that facility. Petersburg Children's Center Executive Director Terry Falter told the council that the Learning Center organization has disbanded and the Children's Center wanted to take on the project.
We received just a little under $2,000 from them that they had in a savings account for capital improvement, and then they chose to sign over this property to the Children's Center.
Okay.
If the council approves it. So,
yeah.
And for the Children's Center, it's a great opportunity, and it gives us a long-term visual, and especially now that we're in a situation that we can start writing grants now.
The lease for the Child Learning Center is for a 20-year term. City Clerk Kathy O'Rear explained that this agreement was different than other city leases.
That 20-year term that is specified on the agenda is actually giving them 20 years in which to accumulate their funds and build their structure. If they do that in this 20-year period, the city will give them that land outright. We do not do that with any of our other leases, but this one, because they are building a building on it and it's for a public cause, the prior city council that gave the initial lease said, all right, if you fulfill your commitment, you can have the land. They're using the land to also seek grant funds and be kind of a backer.
The council unanimously approved that agreement. And the council approved the second reading of rate hikes for water, sewer, and garbage service, all by votes of 5-1, with Councillor Koenig opposing the changes. As proposed, rates will go up 2% a year for water and garbage services each year through 2018. Sewer service will increase 4.5% a year during that time. There was no further discussion of the rate hikes Monday and no comments during public hearings for the changes. At a council meeting earlier this month, Koenig had said he could support the rate hikes over a shorter term, but not the 7 years as proposed. During a radio call-in show Monday, Councillor Sue Flint, who's a member of the council's finance committee, said the increases are needed to fund replacement infrastructure for the utilities.
In order to cover those costs, we do need to increase a little bit, which I think for the average family that just uses the basic minimum stuff, it's only a couple dollars on each one, so hopefully it won't be too painful.
Those rate hikes need one more approval by the council before they take effect. In other decisions from Monday's meeting, the council unanimously approved reduction of bond debt for construction of the new public library. The cost of the new structure to local property taxpayers will be $1.3 million instead of $1.5 million. Community Development Director Leah Luzak explained the reduction was possible with the site work nearly complete.
We asked for a larger contingency just because of the unknowns of Muskeg. You know, you never know. It was probed and estimated the depth, but sometimes you'll find a big hole or things come up, but now that the foundation's been excavated and mostly filled, I'm comfortable that things are looking good, and that was the biggest unknown.
Utility connections and concrete work for the new building are expected to start up this summer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.